Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This title comes with an asterisk, and I'm anything but a Warriors fan. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. My name is Mark Ryan, and you are Offsides, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I don't like to be that guy, but when I opened the NBA record book this morning, here's what I saw on the recent champions page. 2015-2016, Cleveland Cavaliers. 2016-2017, Golden State Warriors. 2017-2018, Golden State Warriors. 2018-2019, Toronto Raptors. But there's a but there. When you squint what you're able to see, is that there's a little star next to the Toronto Raptors title. And that star exists because they were tasked with beating a dynasty. And you see, folks, the Raptors didn't beat a dynasty yesterday. They didn't beat a dynasty yesterday. You can't beat a dynasty that's missing two Hall of Famers. You can't do that. And the Toronto Raptors absolutely did nothing wrong here. It's not their fault. But there's still an asterisk because you can't tell me, man, that title's legitimate. You can't tell me like that felt legitimate to you. You can't tell me like Toronto feels like the very best team in the NBA. Yeah, you might be tired of watching the Warriors. I'm tired of watching the Warriors. We've spent a ton of time talking about how the NBA has become the movie that you've already seen. You already know what's going to happen, so on and so forth. Well, injuries threw that up in the air, but I've long believed that to be the man, you've got to beat the man. One of the greatest joys in my life, in my professional life, okay? And this is with a person who, rest in peace, just passed away. But in 2014, when I was in Tampa hosting Afternoon Drive on the new upstart 98.7 The Fan, 4 months into my tenure into Afternoon Drive, we beat the Heritage station. We beat the Heritage host, Steve Dumig, again, rest in peace, just recently passed away, for the first time and the only time that that station has ever been beaten. And we beat them 4 months in a row, men 25-54. Highlight of my professional career. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And we beat him at full strength. Folks, again, the Toronto Raptors have done absolutely positively nothing wrong here. But you can't, and they're hurt by the fact that Klay Thompson tore his ACL last night. I mean, it kind of had a smidge of legitimacy prior to Klay Thompson going down. But we're out at Downtown Alive last night. We were out at this spot called Sharky's watching a little bit of the NBA Finals after Downtown Alive last night. And you could get a sense for the flow of that game. The flow of that game was that Toronto got off to a nice start. But Golden State was chipping away, then took a 4 or 5 point lead. Now it's the end of the third quarter. Now Toronto is tiring. Now Golden State has all the momentum in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, that series was going seven games. People talk about it like it's an insult to put an asterisk next to somebody's title. Well, you don't really get credit for beating a dynasty when you didn't beat the dynasty. So yes, there's an asterisk that comes with this title, and I'm anything but a Warriors fan. Is it too much to ask that if you're going to beat the dynasty, you actually beat the dynasty? That if you're going to beat the dynasty, you actually beat more than Golden State's junior varsity team? Is that too much to ask? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. You can get to us on the text line as well. 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN. And away you go. Kawhi has a message for me. Kawhi has a message for anyone else who's doubted his team.
A lot of people were doubting me. You know, thought I was either faking an injury or didn't want to play for a team. And that was disappointing to me that that was out in the media because I love the game of basketball. So me just going through that, and I just knew that I have to make myself happy and no one else. And I have to trust myself. Doesn't matter what anybody has to say about me. I know who I am as a person. I know how I feel. And always just trust yourself.
Dude is a flat-out stud. Dude is a flat-out stud. And now he can do what he's going to do, which is go to L.A., which is what he's wanted to do anyway, because he's delivered to the city of Toronto. I think it's a fantastic story. You know, my argument that this title has an asterisk next to it, I can already hear you in my ear. But Mark Ryan, you're saying Toronto's the only team that's won due to injuries? What about the Cavs when Kyrie and Love were out? People forget the only reason the Cavs won at all in the series that they won in seven games was because Draymond Green got himself suspended. If not for that, Golden State wins that series in five games. As it was, Cleveland winning that title was 1 out of 10. That was a miracle, and they got their miracle. So to look at a different year where they didn't have Kyrie and Love and say, oh, would have won that year, BS. They would have lost in five games to Golden State if Draymond Green hadn't gotten himself suspended. All right, but see, I don't blame Cleveland for that. I don't put an asterisk next to Cleveland's title because that was a self-inflicted wound by Draymond Green. Kevin Durant did everything he could to help his team in an elimination game. Experiment failed, but he did everything he could, and I would have done the exact same thing. The exact same thing. Klay Thompson, bum hamstring, weakened legs, knee buckles after an awkward landing, torn ACL, and you want to talk about cojones? Dude comes out and shoots free throws with a torn ACL, walks back onto the court. Major cojones. But look, don't tell me this title doesn't have an asterisk next to it. I think this was easy to see coming, folks. I really do. The Raptors thoroughly improved the team with the trade to get Kawhi Leonard. That's point number one. Everybody knows, everybody can see, they were really good before, but they sputtered out in the playoffs. You add Kawhi Leonard, okay, they're significantly better now. You're saying to yourself, I wonder if that's enough. Then LeBron James leaves the conference. So now you've added Kawhi and LeBron James leaves the conference. And then the perfect storm is that the Warriors had to play their JV team against you with two Hall of Famers out. Look, I'm happy for the city of Toronto, man. I really, really am. I don't think there's a better place to win in the NBA. You win anywhere else in the NBA, you're a god in your city. You win in Toronto, you're a god in your country. The entire country is supporting that team. By the way, I don't know if you heard, the Raptors rioted last night by giving flowers to the Golden State Warriors. That's how they chose to riot last night. It was a very Lonzo-level celebration last night.
All right. I've sat through this for about 8 minutes now, and how ridiculous this is. If you want to put an asterisk by this, you got to do it by just about every single championship out there, because injuries is a part of the game. I don't want to hear people whine, well, they would have won if they had. Well, they didn't have everybody, and they couldn't do it. Too bad. You lost. Good for the NBA. Bad for you. And that's just, come on, man. There is no such thing as an asterisk.
Injury is a part of the game.
Injury is a part of the game.
This NBA championship has an asterisk next to it. Barry Bonds' 73 home runs has an asterisk next to it. The all-time home run leader for a season is Roger Maris with 61. And the all-time home run king is Hank Aaron. And again, Toronto did nothing wrong. But you can't tell me. You can't tell me, people of the upstate, that this feels legitimate, because it doesn't. You know, like, if you ran the playoffs back again, starting again right now, do you think Toronto wins this again? Do you really think they're the best team in the NBA? They were four bounces away from being eliminated to Philadelphia.
They are the best team in the NBA. They have a trophy to prove it, and next year they'll have rings to also prove it. You can say they have an asterisk. You go say that to them, and they'll just laugh at you and go, look at my ring. I won the championship.
They won the championship. They have their rings. It is a tainted ring that's been dinged a little bit, in my professional opinion. The shine on the ring is a little bit, man, they're going to get those rings, and they're going to say, man, every other ring I've seen is a little bit more shiny than this. Has more bling than this. What's wrong with our ring? Well, you got the asterisk ring. That's the ring that we give you, all right? It's the asterisk ring for the Toronto Raptors. And no, you don't have to go back and do this. But if you're going to beat a dynasty, beat a dynasty. Toronto felt like a place where you'd never win an NBA title, right? I mean, you looked at that team, nobody wanted to be there. Vince Carter wanted out. Tracy McGrady wanted out. Chris Bosh wanted out. All of them wanted out. All of them got out. So how did they do this? How did they put this amazing team together? Inside that story is what we'll get to next, right here on the most in-your-face interactive sports radio program in South Carolina. You're all offsides. Perhaps I'm more offsides than most days today, right here on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, so Steve Kerr said he feels like five straight years of playing in the NBA Finals, all those extra games, had a cumulative toll on his team, and I don't know how you possibly disagree with that. I think you look at if you ran this playoffs back again, look at the 50-50s that Toronto got the lucky bounce on, that they overcame. The four bounces in Game 7 on the rim against Philadelphia. That goes out, we go into overtime, maybe they lose. The next series against the Milwaukee Bucks, they're down 2-0. They're going into double overtime. They lose that coin flip. They're down 3-0 against Milwaukee. That series is over, right? And then you get two Hall of Famers out. When it matters most, the Golden State Warriors don't have two Hall of Famers. So again, folks, listen, congratulations to the Warriors. You've got a kind of a dinged up ring, championship ring. Congratulations. The text line so far kind of supports what I've been seeing and feeling with this take on social media. About half the people are agreeing. About half the people are really upset. Two Hall of Famers and half the bench missing, says Clay C. 100% right, Clay. Spoken like a true salamander. Stick to the trombone, dudette, says another texter. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. Let's start it off with David, who's up first. David, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides.
If you're going to put an asterisk by the Toronto, you have to put two by the Golden State Warriors. And when Kawhi went down, I think it's 2006, 2 years ago, 2016, when they were playing the Spurs. The Spurs were beating them by 20 points. Okay, you could give the Golden State that bracket. But last year, you know that Houston was ahead 3-1 when CP3 went down. So that's two humongous injuries.
They were up, David. They were up 3-2. They were up 3-2.
Okay, 3-2.
Right, but that wasn't the NBA
and
Finals, David.
CP3 went injured.
Right, you're right. You're right, but that wasn't the finals. If you want to put an asterisk by the Western Conference Finals, you can do that. But I'm not going to put it over the finals because they won the finals. They won the championship series.
There were two All-NBAs. Draymond is an All-NBA. Steph is an All-NBA. They still had a humongous team on the court. And three-fourths of the game, you had three All-NBAs. You had Thompson.
Yeah, well, they didn't have their very best player, and they didn't have their third best player. And I'll ask you this, David. If you took the best player off Toronto, Kawhi, and the third best player off Toronto, Kyle Lowry, and you're trotting out a team of Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, and Serge Ibaka, do you even make it out of the first round? I mean, come on,
no,
man.
But that's how it was such a big victory. Kawhi led them. That was an upset. I agree. But you can't put an asterisk by every single upset in basketball.
Not every single one. I'm not doing it to every single one. I'm doing it to this one. And guess what, David? Draymond Green is not an All-NBA player this year.
Yes, he is.
Not on any of the All-NBA teams. He's not on any of the All-NBA teams.
He wouldn't have won. Then why did you say that he wouldn't have won if he hadn't been kicked out of the Cleveland series?
Because in that year, he was on the All-NBA team. That year, he was an All-NBA player.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I think it's borderline. I think Draymond Green is borderline. I think if he was on another team, he wouldn't be getting any Hall of Fame consideration. But on the Warriors, he gets some.
He's kind of like Dennis Rodman. He's got three championships.
Yeah, I like that comparison, man. And he's every bit as emotionally unstable as Dennis Rodman as well, right?
I agree with
he
you.
He is.
Yeah.
David, appreciate the call, bud. Thank you so much. Listen, agree or disagree, love or hate me today, you can call in. You can heap praise at Offsides with Mark Ryan. You can also throw sharp, pointy objects at me. Your takes, your calls are more than welcome. We're an open forum for debate. The proof of that is that I read texts such as spoken like a true salamander, stick to the trombone, dudette. I'm here for that. I'm here for your abuse today. So how exactly did Toronto do this? How did they put together this core that led to a major upset when they clearly didn't have the most talented team? They're not more talented than Milwaukee. They're not more talented than Philadelphia. They're not more talented than Houston. They're not more talented than Golden State. How did this happen? Well, if you look at the core of this team, here are the moves that that put Toronto where they are. The San Antonio Spurs traded Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, also a starter for the Raptors, for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a 2019 first-round pick. That's the trade that brought Kawhi there. Great trade, obviously, for the Raptors. I also think the Spurs did well to get DeMar DeRozan, knowing that they were ultimately going to lose Kawhi Leonard. They added Marc Gasol. The Memphis Grizzlies have traded center Marc Gasol. Listen to this steal. To the Toronto Raptors in exchange for Jonas Valanciunas, Dellen Wright, CJ Miles, and a second-round pick in 2024. So they upgrade at center, and they give you nothing else, really. And they get a better center for the stretch run. Serge Ibaka, how did they get him? The Raptors traded Terrence Ross and a 2017 first-round pick to the Magic in exchange for Serge Ibaka. Man, was he huge in that particular series. You notice the theme here? Like, whenever I did simulation basketball leagues, my rule was always get the best player in the deal. Always get the best player in the deal. I'll give you three smaller pieces, but I need the best player in every deal that I'm going to be a part of. Spurs got Kawhi Leonard. I mean, the Raptors get Kawhi Leonard. Spurs get DeMar DeRozan. Raptors get Marc Gasol. Memphis gets Jonas Valanciunas. Raptors get Serge Ibaka. Magic get Terrence Ross. See the theme here? Pascal Siakam. Boy, was he a beast. Huge shot last night in a tie game with under 2 minutes to go. Drafted number 27 overall. And here they say that late draft picks don't matter. Really? Really? Pascal Siakam, what a beast. Absolute future star. All right? They drafted him themselves with a very low pick. Look, Masai Ujiri, their president of basketball operations, who now is the it flavor of the month in the NBA, there's a report teams are lining up to pay him $10 million a year for what he's done. ESPN.com has an article out right now asking if this can be replicated. But he realized something really important. He wasn't going to win with free agency there. No one wanted to go there. But he can win the draft, and he can win with trades. Think about this for a minute, folks. Their entire core, Toronto's entire core, was basically there against their will. Okay? I mean, really. Kawhi Leonard there against his will. Marc Gasol traded there against his will. Serge Ibaka traded there against his will. Pascal Siakam drafted there against his will. And then how about the unheralded hero of the NBA Finals, Fred VanVleet, undrafted free agent begging for any team to sign him in Toronto against his will? None of their core had any say in being there, really. None of them did. And by the way, a popular NBA evaluation website, draftexpress.com, said this about Fred VanVleet before he was drafted. Quote, with his below average tools, VanVleet struggles to get his shot off at the rim and can't always create space to attempt a floater before he reaches the restricted area. While he can get his defender on his hip to give him room to make a pass off the dribble, he rarely has enough separation for a shot attempt, either close to the rim as a pull-up two-point jump shot. He will have to combine a three-point jump shot off the dribble. Folks, undrafted player. With his below-average tools, Fred VanVleet scored 22 points last night in the NBA Finals championship-winning game. Folks, there is not one player on the entire Toronto Raptors roster that was drafted ahead of pick number 15. Think about that for a minute. Not one player. How often do you watch an NBA draft and think, okay, I've watched the first five picks. None of these guys are going to be any good. Not one player on that team was selected in the top 14 picks of the NBA draft in any year. Not one player. Absolutely, positively incredible. They weren't going to win it. They weren't going to win it with free agency. They needed to win it through the draft and through trades, and they won it through the draft and through trades. And Masai Ujiri, all credit, all tip of the cap to you for an amazing job well done. A quick check on the U.S. Open leaderboard here in Pebble Beach. Justin Rose, the Brit, leads it at -7, followed by Louis Oosthuizen at -5, Ricky Fowler at -5, Hadley -5, Kuchar, Matt Kuchar at -5. There's a few at -4. Tiger Woods and Brooks Koepka, the number one best player in the world and everyone else's favorite golfer in the world, except for Lonzo and I, are in it, or in the mix, 5 shots back at -2. They're tied for 16th place right now. We will keep you favorite word in the English dictionary abreast of the situation going on at Pebble Beach over the course of the show today. You can be a part of it. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. Gamble paid off for Masai Ujiri last night. Gamble paid off for Masai Ujiri. You know, is that a gamble you would make? You've got DeMar DeRozan under contract. And you roll the dice for a player that, for all intents and purposes, had no intention of ever playing in Toronto, and you win the NBA championship with him. Kawhi Leonard on what winning this championship means.
It means a lot. Last summer was tough. I was still rehabbing and, you know, just trusted the process really with myself and told myself I'll be back. I wasn't going to come back until I could be the player I am today. I wanted to come back in the same shape and form without coming out playing 5 games and then re-injuring something. I wanted to be able to play the season or, you know, what I did this year. I wasn't able to play 82, but, you know, I'm happy that I got to the 60 games. But, you know, just to be able to win this championship this year is just something special for me because you know how the last year everybody was looking at me and I stayed true to myself and I had a great support system. And once I got here to Toronto, they understood everything and the move kept moving from there.
Kawhi Leonard joins Michael Jordan in 1992, Hakeem Olajuwon in 1995, and Shaquille O'Neal in 2000 as the only players to score over 700 points in a playoff run and win a championship. The only players to do that. But I'll tell you what I'm happy about here, Lonzo. We've got our NBA back now, man. No matter what happens, we've got the NBA back. I mean, we're going to get to this in the 3 o'clock hour. But, you know, you look at the lay of the land now in the NBA, right? The Warriors are likely to lose Kevin Durant. And even if they re-sign him, they lose him for next season. The Warriors are likely to lose DeMarcus Cousins unless they give DeMarcus Cousins a wink, wink. You see, they've had DeMarcus Cousins on a mid-level exception for 1 year. They could give him a wink, wink, sign the mid-level for 2 more years, $5 million a year. And then once we have your Larry Bird rights, which you get after you've had a player for 3 years, they can sign him for anything they want. So they could give him a wink, wink, take the sacrifice for 2 years. We'll give you a maximum contract after that. But I think more than likely, DeMarcus Cousins goes as well. So they're going to be out Kevin Durant. They're going to be out DeMarcus Cousins. And they're going to be out Klay Thompson until at the earliest next April. Right? And so Golden State, where is Golden State today? I mean, are they a playoff team with Steph and Draymond Green? Is that a playoff team in the West? I honestly have no freaking clue how to assess them. See, you have to think the West is wide open. In the West, you've got Golden State. You've got Denver, who was a 2 seed. You've got Portland. You've got Houston, who you know is going to make some tweaks, right? Then over in the over. And also, I think whomever Kawhi goes to, whether he stays in Toronto or he goes to the Clippers, that's a contender. So either the Clippers you add to that mix in the Western Conference, or Toronto is still Toronto, but an aging Toronto in the Eastern Conference, and you've got Milwaukee, and you've got, you know, Danny Ainge is going to make tweaks with Boston, and you got Philadelphia really maturing now with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid really coming into their own, really coming into their prime. The NBA next year, I mean, I could make a case that any one of 8 or 9 teams could win the NBA Finals next year. And, man, we've got our NBA back again, which isn't because of injury. It is because Toronto achieved something. Kevin Durant is hurt and leaving, and Klay Thompson is out. I think we've got our NBA back, man. And I think that's a really exciting thing.
It is exciting. I mean, all the possibilities.
I didn't even list your Lakers.
I was going to say, I noticed you left LeBron out.
And I didn't even mean to do that. They're going to get Anthony Davis. So LeBron will have Anthony Davis. They're in the mix there as well, right?
Right. I mean, the NBA has changed. The West has definitely changed. And the fact that, like you said, KD's going to be gone, and there's no way Klay makes it. They're saying that Klay could make it back by after the All-Star break, possibly by the playoffs. It depends on how his rehab goes, but that team's going to be so different. But on the other hand, I don't count Steve Kerr out. I don't think Steve Kerr gets enough credit of how good of a coach he is.
No, he doesn't. You're right.
And I think they could make some moves and get themselves right back in where they are.
So, but the thing is, they don't have a lot of cap flexibility to do that. My question is this. If you tell me, okay, Iguodala's obviously aging, right? He had a great game last night, but he's aging. You get Looney back healthy, right? But you lose DeMarcus Cousins, you lose Kevin Durant, you don't have Klay Thompson, okay? So you've got Cook out there, you've got Steph Curry out there, you've got an aging Iguodala, you've got Draymond Green. Does that team get the 6th, 7th, or 8th seed in the West? I mean, can they manage to be a playoff team?
I get
team?
What you're saying. Right now, all you got to do is double or triple team Steph, and you can beat this team.
Right.
Yeah.
Double Steph Curry, and now Draymond Green's got to be a scorer for you?
Which, you know, he makes about half his shots or less than that. So, and you want to let that guy just let him be open because he's not going to beat you if you can shut Steph down. So, yeah.
We have the NBA back now again, folks. And, you know, 8, 9, 10 teams, Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, Golden State, Denver, Portland, Houston, the LA Lakers, the LA Clippers, any one of which, as of today, we have seen can win the NBA title next year. This is going to be the most fun NBA offseason we have seen to date. All right, up next, let's lighten the mood a little bit, shall we, with some either or, where we ask you two questions on life and sports. Either or is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Believe it or not, on a very NBA-heavy show, we will be getting to some other topics on the show today. At 2:20, when you consider what Clemson's doing right now in college football, is this a blip or a trend for them? You know what I'm saying? Is this a flash in the pan, or does this potential dynasty have staying power? We're going to tackle that at 2:20 this afternoon. And so we look forward to getting that to you, as well as some other fun topics along the way between now and the end of the show. All right. We like to do it each and every day. We call it either or, and either or starts right. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Okay, the other day when we were watching the Women's World Cup, you couldn't see this because you were talking, and I get to see the TV because I'm special. They were doing the wave in the stadium. And my question, is it onsides or offsides to not participate in the wave as it comes around, to just sit there like a stick in the mud and not stand up because you think you're too cool to do the wave?
Okay, so a lot of people would say the wave itself is offsides. People don't like the wave anymore. Let me address that for a minute here. The wave is the coolest thing that has ever happened inside a stadium. It is visually awesome. And it's never old because there are kids in the stadium who have never seen it before. When I first saw it in my life, I was in the Astrodome. I was like 7 years old, Houston Astrodome. Coolest thing I've ever seen. So stop being a stick in the mud and start standing up and start participating. It is offsides not to stand. It is offsides not to participate.
I completely agree. It's definitely offsides to sit there and act like, man, the wave, that was over 20 years ago. Whatever, dude. Everybody who's doing it are having fun. I mean, that's the point of going to a stadium to see something live, to have a fun live experience. You got to jump up and do the wave, man.
So you saw the wave going on at the World Cup, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. I just have one today, but it's one I want to spend 2 or 3 minutes on here. Kawhi Leonard, is he more or less likely to stay with Toronto now that he's won an NBA championship there? Lonzo, what do you think?
I actually think he's more likely to stay there because many people have said this, and I think it's true. It fits his personality. He's not going to have the same pressure there that he's had everywhere else. He obviously doesn't have the same kind of pressure because Toronto doesn't put that on him. I don't know about the media in Canada, but it can't be anywhere near like what it is here. And you've won a championship there. He really enjoys the locker room and the people in it. If they keep the locker room the way it is and they don't change the front office, I think he stays.
I think he's more likely to go now. I really do. Everybody has felt it. The groundswell of support has been that he wants to go back home. He wants to go to L.A. Played at San Diego State in his college. He's an L.A. kid. He's wanted to go back home. If I'm Kawhi Leonard and we get to game 7 and we lose, I feel a sense of guilt that they gave up all this for me and now I'm shunning a city that treated me so well and an organization that treated me so well. Now I feel no responsibility to stay anymore. Hey, I delivered. In the highest of ways, I have delivered to the Toronto Raptors and I have brought them an NBA championship. Now I am free and clear with no guilt on my conscience to do whatever it is that I may damn well please. What do you guys think of this? At 1-844-477-3776, does winning an NBA title make Kawhi Leonard more or less likely to stay in Toronto? Lonzo says he's more likely to stay now. I think he's more likely to go now. And finally, Lonzo.
Okay, speaking of Kawhi. All right, we saw how Kawhi handled his injury and how he was criticized for it. And we saw how KD handled his injury and what happened afterwards, which made it worse. Which is the better way to go? Which is the trend that's going to happen in the NBA now?
I think, man, yes, great question, by the way. Hindsight is absolutely 20/20, but you'd have to say that what Kawhi did is the right move, right? Wouldn't you have to say that? But Lonzo, would you have done what Kevin Durant did? I would have. If you have said, okay, you're probably not going to suffer a serious injury, and yeah, you know what? I feel like I'm about 75%. I still feel a little pull in there, but I think I can play. I would have done everything to be out there. I would have been Klay Thompson last night, torn ACL, cursing at my coach for trying to take me out of the game.
Well, Listen, I get what Kawhi did, and I feel a little less angry about what he did now. I do, but I would have been KD. I would have been Klay. I've told you the story where I tore a hamstring and played the rest of a game because of it was a softball, but still, because if I can get out there, I want to get out there. And so I don't blame KD for wanting to play, and I don't blame Klay for what he did last night, which was amazing, him coming back out there. Because at the time, he didn't know what his injury was exactly. He just knew he was hurt, and he knew he couldn't come back if he didn't shoot the free throw. So it was big of him to do that.
Michael Stathakis, by the way, and that's either or for today. Michael Stathakis says the Raptors beat the team, the organization, and the decisions of the Warriors throughout the season. They failed to prematurely load manage the Warriors, he's talking about, and the injuries crept up and bit them. Raptors win fair and square with no asterisk. Michael, they didn't outthink or outplay the Warriors. The Warriors would have swept them or beat them in 5 games if they had their entire team. And load management worked fine for them every year, but this year. They got unlucky this year. But I do think that this whole load management thing, if you listened to the show yesterday, I said if the Raptors win this series, they will have won it in January. Kawhi Leonard missed 22 games this year, resting. Kyle Lowry missed 17 games this year, resting. Those two guys missed 39 games, which combined is about half a season, resting. They were fresh when it matters most. Toronto was ahead of that curve. And I think load management is going to become like the shift analytics and money ball in Major League Baseball. Everybody's going to be studying it. Everybody's going to be doing it. By the way, Sir Taco the Magnificent on Twitter did not like my asterisk of Toronto's championship, Lonzo. He said, you have two first names. Shut the hell up. Okay?
I want to say, what a great text and what a great name.
What's that?
Taco.
Sir Taco the Magnificent.
Dude, that's awesome.
Chris Marshall tweets, and I agree with Lonzo. Injuries or not, the Raptors are the champs. However, to your point, I don't see Toronto beating a fully healthy Golden State team in a seven-game series. Listen, you guys are all entitled to be wrong. I mean, you're absolutely entitled to be wrong. I listen to wrong opinions on this show 3 hours a day, every single day. You're entitled to be wrong here. This is a wrong zone where there is no judgment on your wrongness, okay? It's allowed and it's accepted. It's probably one of the most arrogant things I've ever said. All right, up next. How would you feel if you're this guy after the result of last night's game? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you don't believe this Toronto Raptors championship has an asterisk next to it, okay, I would ask you this question. Name me one team in the history of the NBA that could lose two Hall of Famers in the same series to an Achilles tendon tear and an ACL tear. Pretty much the two most serious injuries you could ever have on a basketball court, right? 1 and 2, 1A and 1B. What team in the history of the NBA would win a series when in the same series, two Hall of Famers are lost to a torn Achilles and a torn ACL? Give me a break, man. That title is absolutely asterisked for Toronto. Jimmy joins us up next. Jimmy, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides, bud. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Really well, man. Really well. Thanks.
So, originally, I agreed with you on the asterisk thing, and there's a lot of things I didn't like about this NBA championship series, all the injuries, some of the refereeing. It's like I was watching last night many of the other games in the series where Van Fleek was just, like, taking his hands and holding Steph's arms as he was going around the corners to try to get a spot up shot, and Steph didn't get a lot of respect from the referees, and he didn't get a lot of those calls and everything. But Toronto made the big shots when they needed to. When Golden State made runs at them, they've only got one.
Okay, Jimmy, time out. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I need to interject this. If you followed the flow of that game, you saw Toronto get off to the early start. You saw Golden State narrow it down at halftime. You saw the tide turn in the third quarter. You saw all the momentum in Golden State's corner. You saw Golden State with a 4 or 5 point lead. You saw Golden State about to win the game. And then you see Klay Thompson tear his ACL and everything falls apart. You can't tell me that's not why they lost the game. That is why they lost the game last night.
Well, if Klay would have been in there, they probably would have, Golden State would have won the game. But Golden State still had an opportunity to win the game But they threw all kinds of different defenses at Steph. They wore him down by holding him. And,
Jimmy, they still had the opportunity to win the game, but they were missing two Hall of Famers, Jimmy.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. But as far as the asterisk go, I think only in situations like Barry Bonds, when he was doing steroids, or one of those guys that was doing steroids in baseball, is technically the only time you should put that beside, you know, the name or the championship. But yeah,
they get it too. They get the asterisk too, Jimmy. They do.
They made some big shots though, guys. I mean, Van Fleek, he made some great shots in that game last night that really killed Golden State's momentum. Serge Ibaka, he made some great shots in the whole series. So you got to give some credit to Toronto.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. I appreciate the phone call. Listen, you got to give some credit to Toronto. Yes, I give some credit to them. But more than anything, they were lucky, and they were lucky about the injuries. All right, up next, what would it take to build an NBA contender here in our area? We'll tackle that when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.